Praise him for mercy that hope may have died in your heart, but I'm here to tell you he's on the way to resurrect that hope and to give it life. Well, one day he was in Capernaum ministering and preaching. Early that morning, Jesus left Capernaum and he was headed to a little city called the City of Nain. He is about 25 miles away, but in that city that morning, there's a widow woman, and her son suddenly died. And in that culture, they buried their dead the same day they died. And when that funeral procession was headed to the graveyard, here come Jesus, all the way from Capernaum. He is already on his way. Why, before that boy died, Jesus had already started to the City of Nain. I'm here to tell you, the man of God's told you tonight, he's a coming. He knows where you're at. You may feel like you've been forgotten and forsaken and abandoned, but I'm here to tell you, the man of God said he's a coming. He's a working. You don't even know he's on the way, but you don't have to know. It's just that he is on the way to meet your need. He's on the way to save your children. He's on the way to save your husband. He's on the way to save your church. He's on the way to save your ministry. He's on his way to save your home. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's a-coming to meet your need and mine. That's what the man of God has said to us tonight. Help is on the way. Amen. You be encouraged. And he'll do things when you ain't even looking for it. I like it when he broadsides me. And he does things I ain't even looking for. And I bless his name. Don't you appreciate the preaching tonight? And the good singing. I'm here to tell you, camp meeting is about exalting Christ. That's what this is all about. We want to lift up Christ, exalt him. We want to see the saints edified. And we want to see people worship a risen Savior. We've gathered together these days and nights. You don't want to miss what's going to go on in the morning. Going to have two young men never have preached at camp meeting before. They're going to preach about 15 minutes apiece. Brother Mike Holcomb will be preaching. Brother Tom Gillum will end the morning session. Tomorrow night, Lord willing, Brother Rudy Smith and Brother Joe Arthur will be preaching. And Mylon Hayes and his family will be here to sing for us. We appreciate Miss Penny and Miss Sandy. They'll be around in the morning. Miss Sandy has some CDs and some things in the back. And Ricky Atkinson in Compassion also has some CDs and some things behind the sound platform. And you go by and see them and purchase some of that. It'll help you riding down the road. It might be dangerous, but I'd take the chance. Amen. Has God ever gotten a car with you? Has he? He has with me. And I like it like that. Amen. It'll help you, as the old man said. All of our preachers, singers, out-of-town guests, we want you to go across. We'll feed you and look after you some way that you'll like. Enjoy the fellowship with one another. We'll dismiss and thank God for his goodness. Father, thank you for this day that you've given us. Oh, how you blessed us and met needs. I pray you'd bless in the services in the morning, tomorrow night. Thank you for the faithfulness of your servants to preach and exalt Christ. Lord, you work in people's hearts. Save those that are lost and undone. Save preachers' children. Save preachers' grandchildren. Save, Lord, husbands and wives. God, do your work as only you can do. Bless, I pray, the food, the fellowship together. Watch over us as we leave tonight and as we travel back. In Jesus' name, amen.